Hey everybody, this is Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. I am so excited about this show today because, you know, those in the disability community are always looking for fresh new faces to continue the work of changing attitudes, shattering stereotypes, and showcasing the beauty, determination, and courage it takes to live with a disability every day. The company I'm profiling on today's show is just getting their momentum going, and I believe that just in a short time, they will be known far and wide. Enabled.com is an online business that creates and designs bright, vibrant, eye-opening designs that promote the abilities of people with disabilities, and people with disabilities are the center of the design. How cool is that? The goal of this company is a simple but heartfelt goal. Cover your space, change the world. I know you want to know more, don't you? Well, I have you covered. Don't worry. I have just the person in the studio who knows all about Enabled.com. Chad Moore, president and founder of Enabled.com, is here, and he wants to give you the inside scoop. Hey, Chad.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for coming. You came far and wide.
Well, yeah. Well, I thank you for that awesome introduction.
Oh.
I think I wrote down fresh face. Right?
So fresh face.
Being kind of an old guy that is
you're young,
in the ugly, season. And you know, a fresh face is good. So for the record,
it is good.
It is a fresh face.
Well, it's great to have a fresh face in here.
Yeah.
Talking it's good to be here. Talking about Enabled.com. Let's talk a little bit about how this started. Your friend Chris Hiles, whose son Noah has developmental disabilities, said to you, "Hey Chad, I have an event to go to at Special Olympics. Come watch me."
That's right.
That's how it all started.
And Noah, for some reason, has terrible taste and decided that I was one of his good friends.
It's a good thing.
And Noah called me one day and said, "Hey, I want you to come to my all-day event."
Mm.
It's a regional Special Olympics event. And I said I'd be glad to. So I took the day off work and ran out there and literally had a blast. I had so much fun. Hundreds of people out there just really enjoying the celebration of accomplishment.
Sure.
And the celebration of having fun and doing great things. I took over 450 pictures that day.
Wow.
Of Noah and all his friends and all the competitors. And it was just a really spectacular day for me personally.
Mm.
You know, photography is a great bit of therapy for me.
Sure.
And so I had a great time. Once we got all of the pictures kind of developed and we were looking at them, Chris and I agreed that they were just amazing.
Hmm.
And we printed several out. We took, I just took several of them. I put them up at my office at work. Chris took several of them and handed them out to parents that were at the Special Olympics. And we both received a bunch of feedback saying these photos make us feel something.
Hmm.
They make us feel an emotion. They make us feel happy, successful, accomplished, free. All these great emotions and descriptions were coming back to us. And Chris and I said, you know, I think we're onto something here. What can we do? And we kicked back and forth different ways to promote those photographs. What can we do to share them with the world? So that's kind of how it all started, was Noah saying, "Hey, come on out, spend the day with me." And it's kind of gained momentum from there.
How did you come up with the name Enabled? You felt those emotions, the emotions that you were saying you were taking the pictures with.
Chris and I and Amy, my other vice president that's here with me, we all just started brainstorming and we decided that in-abled.com, which that's the full address, is in-abled.com. We thought that kind of just celebrated the ability.
Hmm.
It's not that we're against the word disability. It's just that we kind of like to emphasize ability, but mm-hmm. we also like to emphasize involved, included, inspiring. Hmm. And those words kind of started a theme for us of that in. And inclusion is a big thing in the disability community.
It is.
So we thought, well, let's get in. Let's try to get other people in. Mm-hmm. Let's be in. And it went from there. We decided that word in is a very powerful word. Not only is inclusion about me being active, including other people, mm-hmm. but it's an active word about I can be in. A lot of times being included or inclusion has to do with my decision, my action,
right.
to include myself, to
yeah.
get in. So that's kind of where the name of the company came, and that kind of spells out our whole feeling is encouraging everyone, not just people with disabilities, but encouraging the world to get in. Get involved in your life. Get involved in other people's lives. Get into changing the world.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm so inspired by this, and I know that everybody else will be. Talk about your wall art and your pride tees. These are things that you have on your website that you want to go into more products as the company progresses. But this idea of person-centered, you know, is an important, why is that an important aspect of what you feel is promoting more disability awareness?
We think person-centered design is really important. It's kind of interesting. We talk about people-first language,
mm-hmm.
And we talk about person-centered design when it comes to equipment that can help us have more access. So accessibility equipment or adaptive equipment kind of talks about person-centered design. I spent over 10 years as a director for the state of Ohio for employment. I designed some employment curriculum, things like that. And one of my jobs was to go to all of the buildings that were out there across the state of Ohio. And I went to probably over 150 buildings over a little better than a 10-year period. And one thing I noticed was everyone knows, depending on the building you go into, it may be beautiful and
sure.
it may be not so beautiful. It may just look like, we always used to say, it looks like government, where,
sure.
you know, it's just blocks and whatever.
Mm.
Well, as I started working with these designs, I thought, wow, I went into over 150 buildings and I don't recall
seeing
one building
about you.
That connected to me. And a lot of these buildings, for me, you know, I have a disability, and a lot of these buildings I went into, I didn't see me. And a lot of the individuals we did designs with, they were so happy with the designs, and they over and over again said, wow, I would love to go into my caseworker's office or my workshop or my doctor's office, you know, and see something that I can connect with. One of our designs is Andy. It's Stand Strong. And Andy kind of hit the nail on the head. He said, Amy's our vice president. He mm-hmm. said, Amy, I keep hearing that it's all about me, but I don't see me anywhere.
Oh.
And I would love if not just me, but things like me, people like me, could be up on walls more. And that really caused us to think, well, we have people-centered language and person-centered kind of design with accessibility things. Why don't we have more people hanging on walls that we can connect with? So we did some research on a thing called Servicescapes, and that is kind of what led us to Cover Your Space, Change the World.
I love it.
Servicescapes is about how you create an environment in your office or in your lobby or in any building, even in your living room. How do you create that space so that it can make the people who are in it more effective? And we found there really is a way to do that, to make people more effective based on the environment that they're in. And as we did studies, we realized that our designs can help customers have a better attitude, mm-hmm. Or have a better emotion, a feeling, like we were talking about earlier, these make me feel something.
Sure.
If we can get a customer or a consumer to have a better feeling, a better emotion, a better place that they're in with themselves as they come into our area, then we as staff can accomplish a lot more.
Sure.
And these studies on ServiceScapes actually showed that, there's a 30 to 50% increase in productivity for consumers and for staff when there is an environment that sets a certain level, a certain emotion, a certain attitude. And we feel like we should be doing that with person-centered design. If our service is about people, then our walls should reflect that. And that's what we want to offer to people, is a way that they can get high-level, cutting-edge designs that are centered on people, people with disabilities, but it's centered on the ability. It's centered on the emotion. It's centered on the beauty of the accomplishment.
Well, you are well on your way. And I think that the disability community will welcome you with open arms. But one of your blog entries I felt was so powerful, because it said that, you know, I get asked why I started Enable.com. And the first reason was very, very personal to you. Tell me about that.
I started Enabled.com first and foremost for me. And that may sound selfish.
No.
But I for over 10 years, in 2003, I was diagnosed with bipolar. Once I was diagnosed with bipolar, I actually looked back across my life and saw how that disability affected me my entire life. Mm. And it explained a lot of successes and heartaches throughout my past that I couldn't explain. So in 2003, I was diagnosed with bipolar, as well as a touch of OCD. From 2003 until 2012, I say in my vlog, and I say to everyone, I lived in fear. I was scared.
Of people finding out.
Absolutely. I was scared to death of, I was a director for a state agency.
Mm-hmm.
I was in control of over $65 million and 300 people. And I mean, there was a lot of responsibility and a lot of expectation with my position. And I think I kind of, this was self-inflicted, but I worried what the effects of the people around me finding out that I had a mental illness, a disability, what effect that would have on my position and on my freedom to make the decisions I had to make within my job.
Right.
And that just increased my stress.
Sure.
You know, when...
Hiding
when,
it.
Yeah.
When you really didn't want to hide it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There were a lot of times when people said, wow, that was really neat. This is such a successful project. How did you do that? How did that come about? I always wanted to say, well, I have bipolar.
And
kind of, it helps me be creative in a way. But I couldn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes I kind of, when they said, wow, why'd you make that decision? That went terrible. I kind of wanted to say, well, I'm having an episode.
Yes.
I'm just barely hanging on here trying to figure out, you know, you're lucky I made it to work today.
Yeah, I can't be that strong all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So... that additional stress was difficult. And when I started looking at these photos, the designs, the ideas behind that, I said, you know, my disability shouldn't have been, it shouldn't have been day after day of fear. It should have been actually a celebration in a way. Because even though my disability, some people can look at it as a negative, there are a lot of positive aspects to having a disability in my mind, in my world. And I know a lot of people like you that can agree with that. Even though there are days I really, you know, wish my disability could go away.
Oh, I completely understand that.
There are other days that I'm kind of thankful for it because the work it requires from me, the challenges that it gives me, it helped me be more creative as a problem solver. It helped me be more accepting of other people, their downfalls, and more celebratory of their successes because I was positive that even though it's not bipolar, I'm positive that everyone deals with challenges every day. It just so happens that mine got a name, and that gave me a lot of extra things to work through.
Well, you're working through it with this company. I mean, honestly, you give people a lot of hope because you're working through it every single day with the company.
And we really hope that it is an area that will inspire people.
Well, Chad, you know what? From the moment I heard of it, I was inspired and I was intrigued. And then to see yourself succeed in reaching your goals despite the challenges is just one more heartwarming experience. I know that people will love to meet you, love to be around you, and I'm so thankful that you allowed me to meet you and to experience Enabled.com with you.
Well, it is my pleasure, Michelle, and I tell you, I meeting you on Twitter was it was a awesome moment. It was great for me. I'm very glad that we have built this friendship. I think you are very inspiring.
Thank you.
And it sounds like you're winding the show down, but I didn't want to get out of the show without saying the other reason I'm here and how we got to do this interview.
Yes. Yeah, so go ahead.
We are going to be including Michelle Fisher from A View From My Window in one of our designs. We have a new 2013 line coming out.
Determined to work.
Mm. And Michelle is determined to work.
I am.
And I don't think that anyone could keep you from working.
Huh? No. I would get too bored. Yeah. I would get too bored.
So we are going to create a design around your talents, your career choices, and your career hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be coming out sometime in 2013. So I wanted to make sure to say that.
Watch for it.
So people can look for it.
Watch for it. And you know what? Enabled.com is always looking for more people enabled to be part of their bright, vibrant designs. Check out their website, www.in-able.com, for more information on their products and to help continue to promote disability awareness. I thank Chad Moore and the team from Enabled.com, and I thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye. Chad, you rock.